If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Nintendo PowerCast. We have a brand new show that's going to happen on the regular, and it's NPC Ladies Night, and we've got the biggest panel we have ever had on this show. So we're just going to jump right into this thing, and we're going to start off with Lacey Pacey. How are you, and what was the first Nintendo console you ever played?
Hi, friends. My first console I played was the very fun N64. It was the best, in my opinion, but I am only very biased.
I love that. What was the, which games?
A lot of the classics. I mean, back then you kind of got the hits. So, of course, Mario 64, Donkey Kong 64, Mario Kart 64. There were different games. I recall there was one that I'd actually been thinking of in the back of my mind. It was these monsters that would be going across a city, and you had to do like a battle
rampage
across the rampage. Loved that game. It was so fun. And then of course, you know, you've got your Zelda games, just, you know, the classics, the fun ones. And then there'd be the rare one you'd find at like a yard sale or something that you'd pick up, and then it would be a gem. Just a lot of fun.
I love that. Well, next up on the panel, we have Anya. Anya, what was your first Nintendo console?
Hi, my first Nintendo console was the Nintendo DS, but I also do have a very vague memory of like trying out the GameCube or like the N64. I don't know.
Okay.
It was like in a hotel room when I was like six, and I remember playing like the Mario Kart 64 on it. So I remember that a little bit.
So are you saying like, cause sometimes hotel rooms back in the day had like, you could literally charge the room and they'd have a controller set up. Is this kind of what you're talking about?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what my parents did, but it was there, you know, and it was to keep me occupied as a small child when we were just like on our downtime.
We were there for
a wedding. So I was just like, you know, I'll do this in my free time. I like Mario Kart. I've been playing it on the DS a lot. So.
Very cool. Which games on the DS were the first ones you played?
Nintendogs was a big one for me. Same with like the Mario Kart DS, obviously. And then also the new Super Mario Bros. For the DS. And then I also had the Mario 64 version. So I had a lot of those. And then also the occasional, like, the little off ones, like My Littlest Pet Shop or whatever.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, the different licensed games. That's yeah. Great. Yeah, shout out to Nintendogs. That's one that needs to come back at some point
for sure.
All right, next up we have Joe, what was your first Nintendo console?
Hello. Okay, so I guess technically speaking, I was like three, trying to steal my brother's like Game Boy Advance, and then I would beg to play his GameCube, but you know, obviously I wasn't really good at it, so I, without those technicalities, I'd say my first Nintendo console was the DS Lite, which was also his, but that's the one that I like actually would play.
What were some of the games that pulled you in from on the DS Lite?
So we didn't have too many, but it was the top two were Mario Kart DS and Super Mario 64 on the DS. And then I also had like the awkward, did you ever see Guitar Hero on the
DS? Yes. Oh yes.
Four button adapter. Yep. And I think I actually still have that. So yeah, those were like the three games I played the most, but mainly Mario Kart and Mario 64.
I love that. Yeah, I had, I actually just saw that Guitar Hero peripheral at a retro game store not too long ago. And a quick little side note with the DS, there used to be a game called like, I don't know, like Guitar Jammin' or something along those lines. And you actually could push different buttons and strum the screen with the stylus to play chords. Mm-hmm. And when I was back in my youth pastor days, I hooked up the DS to the PA system and did a worship song with my DS. I did all the chords and sang into it, into its microphone. Like I used to have some fun with that system.
So, wow.
Very cool first system. Next up on the list, we have Jess. Jess, what was your first console?
Hey, so my first console that I played on was the NES, the original Nintendo. But the first console that I ever owned myself wasn't until I became an adult, and it was the Wii. So I have played other friends' consoles and stuff throughout the years, but I've never really owned them. And I'm, you know, kind of new to getting into this gaming stuff.
I love that. I love that. What were some of the games that really got you hooked into gaming?
Well, obviously Mario, the original Mario, and Duck Hunt. You know, I played those a lot when I was a kid. And then friends growing up had Sega, so I played a lot of Sonic as well. And then the 64 came out, and that's when I, you know, became a Mario Kart enthusiast. You know, played that quite a bit. And then kind of forgot about it growing up and picked it up about 10 years ago again and just been, you know, kicking butt, I guess.
yeah, destroying us in the races, that's for sure. I love that. I literally went to the grocery store today to grab something real quick, and the lady in the checkout line saw my shirt and she went dude, and then like started telling me about all of her history with the system, which I just thought was really, really cool. So yeah. Well, next up, we got Jenna. Jenna, what was your first Nintendo console?
Hi. I'm pretty sure my first one was the DS Lite. It was either that or the Wii, but I loved Art Academy, like, really, really obsessively. And PictoChat for some odd reason.
I love that. I love that. Were there any, like, did you play any of the Mario Kart games or the mainline games? Did any of those get their hooks in you?
I loved Mario Party. I played Mario Kart more in the Wii, but I also loved Wild World and Super Princess Peach. And a few of the Bratz games as well.
Of course, I love that. That's great. So was the DS when you got hooked on Animal Crossing then?
Yeah, and Cooking Mama as well. I actually forgot about that.
Oh yes, Cooking Mama. Great, great. Next up, we got Dragon Fury. Dragon, what was your first console?
Hi, all. Well, the first one I played on was a NES, but the first one I personally owned, I got for Christmas, was the SNES, so the Super Nintendo system. But I have many different gaming systems myself, so.
I love that. I love that. What were some of the games that really got their hooks in you?
I'd probably have to say I'm a big Zelda fan, so I played the Zelda ones. I've also played Super Mario World. I used to play that with my stepdad all the time. Another one we played, which I don't know if many people have heard of for the Super Nintendo, was Plock.
Break it down for me. What was it?
So Plock was kind of this little character where he would destroy things with like his arms and his legs. So that was kind of like his weapons. So I don't know quite how to explain it, but it was a fun little game, and it was different, and it's very, I can't even find it nowadays. So I don't know if it was just something that didn't hit back in the day or what, but
I just looked it up on Wikipedia. It looks super fun.
Yes. So it's
a side scroller.
Yeah, it's a weird but fun little game.
I love that. I love that. Very cool. All right. And last but not least, Em, what was your first Nintendo console?
Hey. I remember having the original sort of pink DS that I think so many of us sort of grew up on for the first time. it must quite closely to that, I would say. I remember buying the Wii as like my first ever big purchase, if you like, saving up birthday money and Christmas money and stuff, and taking cash to like this poor guy in the shop and being like, yes, I want to buy the Wii. But in terms of sort of like the oldest one that I've played with is the GameCube. So quite a nice range, but yeah, definitely as a kid, the one I grew up on was the DS.
What were some of the games on the DS that really got their hooks in you?
I remember one, I hope it's international and you'll obviously know what I mean. It was called Carnival, and you basically just walk through like all of these stalls and play games to get tokens.
Yes, I love that one.
Oh, I remember that one.
You get to like dress your character, I think, and unlock certain stuff. There's like just tons of puzzles. But yeah, that one's amazing. I also did get into Worms as well, where it's just sort of like warfare game, I suppose, but obviously for children. So you're just trying to destroy these worms in like the craziest ways possible and win. But yeah, those were definitely two of my favorites.
What was your first Mario Kart?
Shockingly, I'm pretty sure the Switch Mario Kart was my first, and I don't know how. I just seem to not be in sort of a Mario Kart family, so it was never a game that we had going on sort of through the consoles. But yeah, now I'm almost like, oh, I wish I did see it on the Wii and things, or the DS and things like that. But yeah, quite crazy.
Well, the nice thing about the Switch is you have at least, I believe three that you have access to. The first three. So Super Mario Kart, Mario 64, if you have the expansion pack, and then Super Circuit as well. So if you want to go back, some of them are a little bit rougher than others. Like if you did not play 64 back in the day, I think anybody that goes back and plays it is like, yo, this is a wee bit rough. So
I've tried one of them. I couldn't tell you which one. I don't think I did one lap, so
yes,
maybe something to try again. But yeah, it's crazy sort of seeing day one versus now, I suppose. But yeah,
what we'll have to do on stream is we'll bust out those older games and bring like four people into voice chat, and we'll just have to race those and like just see how everybody does and the kind of banter that happens.
If you can tell me what's going on with my own car as well as yours, then go for it.
Well, today there was some like kind of big Nintendo news, and so I figured we would just kind of focus on one topic and just kind of go down the list and get everybody's thoughts and opinions on this. Nintendo had an investors meeting today, and then of course there was a bunch of leaks, you know, because there's always leaks, so you never know if those are true or not. But the president of Nintendo said that there is going to be an announcement for the Switch successor in this fiscal year. So that means between now and next March, we are going to get an announcement. And so the question I have for everybody is, what do you think that means? Do you think that means we are going to see, and they did say, for a little more clarity, that in June we will have a Direct, and that at that Direct, there will be no mention of this new console. So that kind of closes the window of when they might announce this thing and when it might release. So Lacey, I'm going to go ahead and start with you and just get your thoughts on this news today.
I'm dreaming of a console Christmas. I would love for that to be available before end of year. It is something that I think a lot of people would jump for. And I think, you know, it's time. I'm just so excited. I've been looking at the news today and just kind of like rubbing my hands together like a, like, oh boy, when is the time going to come? So I am really excited to see kind of how it's going to look, to see what it's going to take from the Switch and previous consoles and maybe what it'll look like. Kind of hopeful that Nintendo will kind of keep on with the portable feature, and maybe build upon some things like ergonomics with, you know, kind of how the Joy-Cons feel so good. But, you know, I'm just so excited to see what they unveil. I would love to see it at the next Direct. You know, they might keep us on our toes, but if we could get it before Christmas, I would be overjoyed.
I'm with you. Do you have any predictions on what they're going to call this, this next Switch?
Right now I'm not feeling very creative. So I think Switch 2 or the Switch back. I don't know. It would be really cool because I don't even know where the Switch name originated from. So if there's any lore that's available on that, then maybe.
Joy-Cons.
Okay.
I feel like that's
smart.
Yeah,
just like the ability with the Joy-Cons. Yeah, that makes sense. So if they could kind of build upon and just, you know, Joy-Cons have been a great feature. You know, it kind of like took a lot of pieces from the Wii. And if they can keep building upon that and making it a stronger product, I think, you know, they've got a lot of success ahead of them. But right now, my lizard brain is just saying Switch 2.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best thing that they can do, because after the Wii U, right, if they try to get too creative, there are people that won't know it's a new console. So
that is
like,
why I didn't buy a Wii U, because it was called Wii U.
Yeah,
I just thought, well, what's the point?
And a lot of people were there. So M, what do you think about this announcement today?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There we go.
Did you say my name? Sorry.
I did. Oh, you're good. You're good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great thing being part of the community for, to be fair. It's something that I sort of seem to fall off the wagon with, and then everyone starts talking about it and I get filled in. I am with Lacey in that it would be amazing to have it sort of for Christmas. But I can't see it happening that fast, because I feel like it's going to be something that they're really going to want to take their time sort of hyping up and teasing and advertising and things like that. And yeah, I also had in the back of my mind whether, I mean, I don't know the logistics of them wanting to time it well with their sort of competitors. So I know that there's a lot of hype on the other side, the dark side, so to speak, from my brother. He's waiting for GTA for half of his life. So I know that's sort of being teased quite heavily at the moment. I don't think they'd want that to be, or the Switch 2 to be sort of, if that's what we're calling it, to be overshadowed by sort of big releases in other worlds, so to speak.
Yeah, you're onto something there. And I think, I mean, there is a very slight possibility that game could play on the next Switch, but it would more than likely have to run via cloud if that was going to happen.
But it would break down in seconds. All mine's awful.
Right. Yeah, it would be pretty brutal. So Anya, next up, let's hear your thoughts on this announcement of of the Switch 2 being announced sometime in this fiscal year.
I think it's pretty exciting. Although at the same time, I do like the idea of like a Christmas release. I think that'd be pretty cute. But also, I'm a little behind on the Switchboard, like Switchboat, I guess. Not the Switchboard. But like, I've had one for a while, but I never really got into it until recently. So I'm okay with waiting a bit so I can play the games that the Switch does have. But also, if the next one has like the backwards compatibility, like, sure, that works for me. And like, I think it'd be good to have like new, like mainline exclusives too. I think that's like a big thing that Nintendo has over like other companies. Like, they have a lot of exclusives that aren't like PC ported. Like, so what's the point of having like that console, you know? So I don't know. I asked like a couple of my friends too, because a lot of them like have a Switch and everything, are very Nintendo, big Nintendo fans. So I wanted to know what they thought too. So they're just like, they kind of went along that too. Like, it would be good to like, if they keep their exclusives and like all of their good bangers like Zelda and like Mario and all that stuff, like they have a good shot of like, even if it's not like a complete like shift from what the Switch is, like some of my friends, it's kind of like 50-50. They want to like keep the handheld, but they also just want like a proper home console. So that's interesting to think about too, like how it's going to be exactly.
A lot of the there's been some, I don't know how much how much you guys follow the news and the leaks and the rumors, but there's been some very strange like rumors out there that like Nintendo took this new console to peripheral makers and said, you guys can feel it inside this box, but you're not allowed to look at it. Yeah. And I, that's like a grain of salt. Yes. Grain of salt. Cause right. Like, it's, you know, you never know what is actually true, especially during.
It seemed believable to me.
I'm still expecting a rectangle to come out of that box. I can't lie. As fun and as exciting as it will be, it can't be, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy.
No, I don't think so. But part of the rumors is that the Joy-Cons are going to connect to the Switch with electromagnets. And then I don't know.
Kids will get their fingers dropped.
That's the same thing I've said every time we've talked about it. But I think
that's a good idea.
I think the idea is that it will still have the rail that it will go into, but then it'll add a little extra. Cause I mean, if you guys have ever, you know, if you played your Switch handheld more than three times, all of a sudden it's loose.
Mine slides up all the time.
Yeah. You gotta be careful there. So it does surprise me, but it also, I wouldn't put it past Nintendo to say, hey, you can feel this thing in the box, but you can't look at it. But at the same time, I don't know, how do you make something? How do you start making peripherals off of that? You know, and maybe, you know, what those conversations were and how that information got passed along. Who knows if it's true or not, but
they are just going to hype it up so much, and then it'll just look like another Switch. And people will just be so disappointed when they shouldn't be. But it's their own hype that's caused that.
You're not wrong. The only big change that, you know, again, it's all speculation and rumors at this point, is that basically the controllers and the buttons and the sticks will slide within the housing of the Joy-Con, so that if you're playing it handheld, you can move it up or down to have.
Oh, that's actually good.
Yeah, to have a little more, just make it a little more comfortable. So
that's why I play on my light with Mario Kart, because the buttons, whenever you're reaching it, it kind of hurts your hands whenever you're trying to actually do it while playing. So I hope they do release like a light version of it.
Something a little more compact. Yeah,
the DS Lite and everything, and then the Switch Lite, just like something smaller and slimmer. Especially, I think it's funny too, because like my friend was thinking about getting like a little like carrier for their Switch, but then they're like, do I want to buy this now, or do I want to wait until I see what the Switch 2 looks like so I can carry that in there? Because you don't know if it's going to be bigger or like even the same like slim thing that the Switch is.
They're definitely gonna switch it up.
Mm.
I see what you did there.
I get it. Switch it up.
None of the cases will fit, but it won't look that different.
that has happened for sure. Joe, what do you think of this announcement today?
So like kind of like what Em said, I'm not like super up to date on like the announcements and stuff. So I just found out about it like through you talking about it on stream today and everything that, you know, you said just now. But I mean, like, yeah, I agree, is around Christmas time the smart thing to do? I would say so, possibly, but I don't think that that's gonna happen, because think about how many Switches are still being like sold today and like so many years later. So it's like, I feel like unless you're like a gamer and you like you're up to date with the newest consoles and stuff, I don't think too many people would be buying it by Christmas, because I feel like, you know, again, for like a more casual player or just like, oh, I want to give this as a gift to someone, they're not going to be so quick to buy a new Switch or Switch Lite. Like if their friends, family, and kids already have, you know, a Switch Lite, it's such like a common gift. So that's my thoughts on that. And then also, I don't think it's enough time either. Like, while I'm like, yeah, Christmas would be a good time for it to come out, I don't know. Here's the thing. So again, I'm not super knowledgeable with like announcements and when they drop stuff. So like, I don't know when the first Switch was announced and when they dropped it. I don't know how much time there was in between. But what I can say is what I remember, which my memory is vague, is like, I remember seeing like the videos and ads for like Odyssey and Smash being like long before the games actually dropped, which I could be completely wrong about that, but that's just what I remember. But then I also remember for like New Horizons, I think the like big 30-minute direct like came out in like February, and then the game came out in March, so that wasn't so much time. Obviously the initial game was announced prior to that, but that big in-depth direct was like only a few weeks, a month before. So maybe I'm wrong about the time factor, but in my head, if they're saying that this direct that's coming in June will not include this new console, like that's still only 6 months. You know what
it's
I mean?
Fine.
Yeah, like that's why I'm like, I don't think that's enough time to announce, you know, big name games for this new console.
Thinking about the DLC as well. I remember when it seemed so sudden that they said, here, you know, here's your 48 bonus tracks, and I was like, oh wow, okay, I can sign up for that now.
Yeah.
And then I think it was just about 2 years in their waves for them to release them all.
Right.
So yeah, I definitely think you're onto something there.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I could be completely wrong, because again, I don't know like when the Switch was initially like announced versus when it was dropped. But to me, I'm like, yeah, 6 months is not enough time. And they're not even announcing the new system in June. You know what I mean?
No.
So, and again, like with all the games that they would have to announce to promote it, because, you know, you're not going to buy a new console if there's no cool new name games, like a new Mario, 3D Mario game, or Animal Crossing, or
you would buy,
you know,
etc.
Oh, me too, absolutely. But that's the thing, it's like if they would have to like start promoting those games like now, or like
they
super
would have
soon
to at least announce it months before, because they love to hype things up, from what I've
seen.
They have to, like, that's the only way for them to make money. So
yeah,
I don't think they're gonna release it and be like, oh, here's your Switch.
Right. But see, that's where I'm just like on the fence with, because I'm not sure. Because again, like I'm thinking of that big 30-minute New Horizons direct, and that was only like a couple of weeks before. But then I also can't remember when they initially announced like the game coming out.
They could just be saying it's not being announced, and then they could just turn around and surprise everyone and announce the Switch at the direct. But I highly doubt that. But
that's true.
You know, it could be their tactic. It could be what they're doing.
It could be. But again, I really don't think it would be smart to drop it around Christmas, because again, it's like, unless you're a gamer and you're trying to get like the newest console, I don't think it's going to be like a family system. People are just going to run out and buy for Christmas, because it's You know what I mean?
Since so many, sweat.
Exactly, because it's already such a common gift. Like, I feel like almost everyone I know has at least a Switch Lite that they'll give, like, a kid or, you know what I mean? But that's my take on that.
If you've got more than one kid as well, it's like, okay, do
you exactly.
You have to buy two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did, like, for my my niece and nephew, you know, that was the... I got to be the cool uncle and get them each their own, even though they had a Switch at home, get them each their own Switch Lite, you know, so it just cut down on the fighting and allowed them to play that way. What's that?
Yeah, I said win uncle.
There we go. The Switch was first announced in 2015, 2 years prior to its release.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So then there you go. Yeah, you need time. See, I didn't know that, so.
That's mental, I think, yeah. It's a bit excessive.
But the other thing to keep in mind is that Nintendo can literally keep their foot on the gas. They announced today that the Switch has sold 140 million units. So, and I'm of the mind that the Switch, the successor of the Switch, doesn't necessarily mean that the Switch is going away. I think that we're going to hear that, you know, in the Switch family, there is now the Switch 2. There is now, you know, because if you go all the way back to the NES and the Super Nintendo, they were still releasing NES games when the Super Nintendo was out. And they still released Super Nintendo games when the N64 came out. So those games are usually worth a lot of money now because they didn't sell as well. And they're kind of rare because there's not as many in the wild. But if Nintendo views it that way, as like, this is our Switch family. What frustrates gamers when they hear that is that means the old hardware could potentially make the new hardware not play as well, or we don't get the maximum, you know, the maximum usage out of it. So,
right.
Yeah.
So there's so many games on eShop though. I don't think it will ever stop. Like ever.
The Switch is going to have to. Yeah. They're going to have to keep the Switch brand around for a while.
And yeah. They're going to have to.
They also said that only 5% of game purchases were physical. So that means a lot of people have a digital library.
I never buy games like that or actually like buy them. I just buy them online.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the opposite. All of mine, apart from the ones that are only that, you know, there is no hard copy. I have the sort of disc for, but I don't know. Maybe that's just...
I just use them too much.
Well, and it just really makes me miss like being a small child and going to the store and like new Mario games or whatever, and then just like having my dad drag me along and buy it for me, and having the physical copy in my hands. Like, I like the convenience of the digital and everything, but I do miss just having like physical copies.
There's certain games you gotta have the physical copies for, at least in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, they used to have posters tucked in with them, you know, but haven't seen one of them in a few years.
This is all white now, just plain white. So boring.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes that's the case. And then I have one that has the wrong printing in it. So, like, it's not
valuable.
It's like the game's called, like, Wild Guns or something like that. I can't remember, but I know you're going to laugh. You guys are all going to laugh. The print on the inside is for Panty Party. So,
Is that where the idea came from?
I'm sorry. It's not Panty Party. It's Gal Gun, which is essentially like, just look it up, but it's not, it's on the...
You have that. You have Panty Party installed.
Hey, that's you could thank Nate for that one. So that and Nate and Servant for that one. So yeah. Yeah. But Jenna, what do you think of this announcement of the Switch 2?
I hope it comes out at Christmas, but it won't. Like, I'm really hopeful because I just want a new Animal Crossing game, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
It could
Don't
be.
Don't get your hopes up, girl.
Nintendo love hype. They love, like, hyping up their games. From everything I've seen, it's all took quite a while for it to come out, and because they have to, realistically, because they have to basically make people excited for it. But it annoys me so much waiting for games. It's so annoying.
Is, though, that I'm starting to think as well is that, you know, I kind of take back a little bit of what I said about the wait, because, you know, you said it was 2 years after they announced the Switch, but that was an entirely new console compared to the Wii U and the Wii, you know? So that's what I'm thinking, like, I mean,
my
I still
thought
think
they've been
6 months
since.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, no, you're fine. You're fine. But I'm thinking like 6 months is still a little short, but this isn't an entirely new system slash console.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm thinking it might come out soon, but no, I don't think it'll be
soon, but not Christmas.
Because I hate to say it, they kind of struck gold with the Switch. I mean, I don't hate to say it because I love it so much. They struck gold with the Switch. Like, they nailed it, in my opinion. I mean, I think they really mastered a lot of the things that the previous consoles had built up to. So, as I had said before, if they just keep building upon that with, you know, if they do the electromagnetic Joy-Con, something like that, that would make it a bit more of a pliable handheld, then I really think that, you know, they've been building on that for the time that it's already been out, because that's the thing that these companies will do. They look to the next as soon as the current is out. And they've had some time there.
They have the whole gaming community in a chokehold waiting for this, to be honest. They literally have everyone waiting. And it's... But the handheld is what made me buy a Switch, because I just love playing games, like, in the car or, like, holding it in bed. Well, because it's church your eyes looking at the TV. So I really do hope they don't go from the handheld and make it, like, more docked or more docking, more games on docks.
I think it's nice too that, like, compared to the Wii U, like, you could actually take the Switch, like, away from just, like, the main console thingy. Like, I would just, like, go down the hallway, like, trying to, like, play my little Wii U game, and it would disconnect. And, sure.
Because I sometimes to go get a drink. I sometimes bring my Switch when I'm going to get a drink or something, just keep playing Mario Kart. It's so handy to have.
Yeah, I'd like. I can remember people talking in Discord about trying to get their console close enough to their bathroom so they could play the Wii U in the bathroom without it cutting out, you know. So, but so, well,
I was thinking about in terms of release date. I feel like attention span has changed so much in terms of
getting
new TikTok. It can't be too long because people will lose interest. It can't be too short because you don't want it to be a 5-minute wonder. And then it's like, okay, if you're building these systems together, you need them to be able to be used together rather than, look, it's a Switch 2, and then it gets left behind kind of thing. So I don't envy them in that sense. I do think it's like this conversation alone is like there's so much that goes into it. But yeah.
I do hope they make it so you can play with like normal sweat, like, original Switch players on your Switch too, like in certain like Mario Kart or like Animal Crossing, because that would really annoy me if they made it just one console, because I wouldn't be able to play with any of my friends, because I doubt they'd be buying a new Switch, to be honest, because they're not really into games as much as like I would be. So and even like I couldn't play with like my mum or anything, or just anyone.
I would imagine there's going to be some crossplay, and it's, you know, Nintendo just said they had 140 million Switches, so they don't want to just leave. I mean,
they'd be silly to
leave them high and dry, right? So, but it's just such a weird dance that they have to do to make sure that the early adopters aren't stuck with games that don't look any better than what they did on the original Switch.
Yeah, they have to make it worth it.
You're right, exactly.
Switch is not just for Christmas, it's for life.
right. Well,
they better make the Joy-Cons last longer.
Yes.
Yep, that's a thing for sure. Dragon, what are your thoughts on this announcement today?
Well, I just heard of it myself and that, but I mean, Christmas would be nice, but at the same time, I don't mind if it comes out in March, because I bought the new Zelda OLED when it came out. So me and Iron Tiger, we bought those when they came out. We pre-ordered those. But my hope kind of is if they do come out with a new one too, I know Iron Tiger and I kind of talked about it. We wouldn't mind seeing a new Hyrule Warriors game for kind of like, the new Tears of the Kingdom, make it based on the past.
Yeah.
Is what him and I were talking about. So that I think that would be pretty cool too. And Animal Crossing, of course, I haven't been on that for a little while because I was binge playing Tears of the Kingdom, but it'd be nice to see some of those games come back again that were really popular, because but still be able to do the cross play like you guys were saying too, still be able to, like in Animal Crossing, play with your friends from the original Switch or the OLED model. So I'm hoping they do that also, but I don't mind if it comes out after Christmas. I mean, again, Christmas would be nice, but March is nice too, because that's my birthday month, so that would be like a big birthday present for me. So
maybe like a Mario Day, March 10th.
My brother's birthday, March, so I can make it by my game.
Yep, mine is actually March 10th, so yeah.
There you go! Look at that! It's just for you!
So it'd be pretty cool, but I'm excited either way to see what it'll look like, what they're going to come up with, and when it comes out, so...
I just want to say, I hope they make an easy Zelda game.
Like, it's scary. Like, it's easy if you get the hang of it.
No, it's easy.
You're helping me a lot.
It's the bosses, and they're really scary. Like, I shake when I go and fight them.
We need a girly hot Zelda.
If they make an easy mode, like a kid-friendly mode, I'd really appreciate that.
Well,
I'm
gonna throw this little tidbit out that you guys can mull over a little bit, but the when the Switch was announced, the big trailer, it showed games like Breath of the Wild, Splatoon, Mario Kart, FIFA was even mixed in. There was a game that was canceled called Steep that was from Ubisoft. And then, or it was canceled on Switch anyway. It still came out on Xbox One and PS4, but then also Mario Odyssey. And these games were showing games that were, you know, nine months out. Right. And so this upcoming announcement, when they say, hey, these are the new games coming to Switch 2, if you will, we could potentially see, yo, the next Animal Crossing is coming, but not until, you know, 9 months down the road, right? Like
don't put that into the universe.
I'm not trying to, but I mean, you know, we had to wait for Odyssey until well, I think it was October, but there's a very real, like, here's the thing with Animal Crossing that I know Nintendo is keeping, like, still stoking those fires. And Mario Kart, right? Those are the two. Animal Crossing has Lego right now. Mario Kart has Lego coming soon. Capri Sun has Mario Kart, Animal Crossing, and Pikmin 4, which was the new game at the time. So they're still promoting Animal Crossing. Isabel on Twitter tweeted this morning. Okay, she tweets almost daily, and so
of course she does.
Like, but daily, what's the daily announcement, but like, it's crazy to me that, like, you know, they don't talk, like, Smash Bros. isn't out there tweeting stuff really, right? There might be a tournament here and there, but like, they are still stoking those fires of Animal Crossing. So
I think it's so cruel that they're doing that, though, making them Lego sets and not giving us new content. I nearly cried. Like, I actually did nearly cry.
Well, it took them a while to even get the new Zelda game out, too, because they announced it, but then it came out late, too. So they're good at that once in a while.
Yeah.
That was a 2019 announcement, and we got it in 2023.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. No, there's like new Animal Crossing, new Zelda, all of this. You know what game I really want just to have a second game come back? I want Tamagotchi Life back.
Yeah,
again.
I said this earlier.
That'd be neat.
It needs
a lot they could improve upon.
They could make it so much better.
Yeah, I just want to put that out there.
Kong 64 remake. I want Donkey Kong or Diddy Kong Racing.
That'd be fun. Oh, that'd be cool. Diddy Kong just Racing. I remember that being like a core, like, very early memory that I forgot about until someone mentioned it the other day, and it was like memory unlocked. Diddy Kong Racing was a thing.
I know. Imagine if they could marry Mario Kart and Diddy Kong Racing or something. Because Diddy Kong had flight and, you know, right, like water boats as well.
They could make like
wish list, add it to the wish list. Mode.
Like, they could do it like, there's Diddy Kong Kart in Mario Kart, like a mode, sort of like battle mode.
They really could. There's so many different variations they could do and add to as well. I do have to ask, did you guys play Diddy Kong on the 64 or on the DS?
Yeah.
Okay. Little mix. Oh, neither?
Yes, for me. If there's ever a DS version, I probably have played it instead of like the older versions.
So my children were very little when those games were out. And when they grew out of car seats, I could hear things rattling inside of set, like the booster seats, right? That had like the cup holders that pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. They would drop games in there, close the cup holder, and then the games would end up. So I had to literally take a hammer and the claw end of the hammer and bust these booster seats open. I pulled Diddy Kong Racing out, Call of Duty, Transformers, like all these DS games that would have just got tossed if I hadn't heard them rattling around in there. So, well,
I don't actually know a single person that hasn't played DS. Even my granny played it.
So did mine. She loved like playing Mario.
Me and her played Art Academy religiously. It was so bad. Like, I was addicted to it.
I know I've like mentioned it before too, but like even like at my school, like we would go on a field trip, everybody would like pull out their DSs and go on like PictoChat or play Mario Kart or something, whatever
the
they could do.
School bus, everyone's just sat on the DS.
So I remember having to fly to Russia with all my bandmates, and we had Game Boy Advance at the time. But you couldn't link up wirelessly. So we'd have wires running all through the plane trying to play four-player Mario Kart.
People loved you.
Oh, I'm sure of it. So
you're probably getting some mad stares.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, the problem is I started playing Metroid first and I was like, I finally got bombs. And like everybody looked at me and I was
good job.
Oh no. Fletcher.
Yeah,
so that's why you've not been back since. Got it.
His picture is up at the border.
Right. Pretty much. So, you know, just note to self, if you're playing Metroid, don't call out when you finally get bombs on a plane. Not a great idea. So
yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Well, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. I know for a few of you, this is your very first time. Maybe it's a second or third time for a few of you as well. And this was a ton of fun. And this is going to be something we are going to do on the regular, just kind of a like rotating roundtable ladies night on Tuesdays. And I'm very excited. I had a great time, and I just really appreciate you guys taking the time to join me. If you guys have anything you want to shout out, I'll just go through the list real quick. If you have like a Twitter or Instagram or anything you want people to follow, and if you don't, just say I'm good staying anonymous. So I'll start with you, Lacey. Anything you want to shout out?
Hey, nothing in particular. I'm Lacey Pacey on pretty much every social. Feel free to follow. I'm not very exciting, but who knows? Maybe they'll change someday.
I think you're very exciting.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys. This was so fun.
This was very fun.
It was very fun.
Em, is there anywhere people can connect with you if you're okay with it?
I don't know if it's too mysterious to sort of say, stay tuned. I don't know. You know, it might be coming in the future. Will it be before the next Switch? I don't know. But
coming soon.
No, same as like I'm just. Happy to be here with you all, and I always have a great time, so thank you all, and
I love it. Anya, how about you? Anywhere people can connect
if they really want to? I mean, I'm pretty much Nova Jinx on everything. Sometimes I have an underscore at the end because Nova Jinx itself is taken, but you know, if you really want to, I don't think I'm like the niche that most people are looking for on my accounts, but it's okay, and you know, it's whatever. Also, thanks for having us, Josh.
Absolutely. Joe, how about you? Anywhere people can connect?
I got nothing to really plug. I mean, for those of you who follow me on TikTok, you know that my niche is definitely not gaming, but you know, you never know. Hopefully, like with the next Switch coming out, you know, I definitely won't get the light version, like the mistake I made last time, and I'll get something that I can dock up. So who knows? Maybe I'll say stay tuned as well, and I'll be joining you and streaming in the future, hopefully.
I love it.
Hopefully in the future I will be you know
dropping my at for you guys to see.
Very cool. Yeah. Jenna, how about you? Anything you'd like to shout out?
Well, my TikToks, I think it's Jenna XO. I don't actually know. But probably don't post many things that people are looking for. Just kind of TikTok. But no, that's about it.
Is there a place we can go to listen to Animal Crossing rants?
Just phone me. Text me on TikTok. I'll give you my phone number.
I'll join you on that.
I love it. I love it. Dragon, is there anywhere people can connect with you if you'd like to share?
Well, most of my stuff is under Dragon Fury, and I keep it that way because I'm an esports coach, so I keep it simple and keep it where the schools can find me too. So, I mean, that's most of my stuff is under that name, but otherwise, this was a first for me, and I had fun with all you guys, so thank you.
Yes, likewise. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, yeah, guys.
This has been a long time coming. Josh has been talking about this for like 2 years to get like,
a regular thing.
Yeah. So this was really fun, and I'm glad that it was finally able to go down.
Me too. Thank you guys so much. And with that, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.